Good morning. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so blessed that this morning you can join us in this podcast. It is a blessing to see another day. It is Wednesday morning, and we want to give God praise for the May week that He has brought us to. Quickly join us tonight for our Wednesday night Bible study. Our Bible study tonight starts at 7 p.m. and it's going to be on Facebook. So join us live for the Wednesday night Bible study. For our devotional meditation this morning, we want to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 10, and we want to look at verses 17 to 25. And it reads, "And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother.' And he said to him, 'Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth.' And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, 'You lack one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Come, follow me.' Disheartening by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, 'How difficult it is, or how difficult would it be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God?' And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, 'Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.' And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, 'Then who can be saved?' Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all the things are possible with God. All the things are possible with God. All the things are possible with God.'" We will stop here this morning. As we meditate on these words this morning, as we ponder on these statements this morning, I don't want you to think about them as though I read this before. I understand exactly what this passage is. I ask that you allow the Spirit of God to just minister to you this morning from the text. Allow the Spirit of God to begin to just speak to you. You see, the man came running to Jesus and knelt before Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? What should I do to earn?" This man's focus, his thought process. Was he thinking by earning, he could earn salvation? He thought he could earn salvation, and his focus is on earning and deserving the kingdom of God. And he forgets to know that it is about our relationship with him. Many of us today think that by doing, we can earn salvation. We deserve the right to be in the kingdom of God because of our doing. When in reality, it's not about your doing. It's all about a relationship that we have with our Lord. How close is your relationship with God? How good is your relationship with God? How strong is your relationship with God? See, many people are doing, but have no relationship with God. And so Jesus, knowing they go farther, and tells him, I say, you know the Ten Commandments. You know the commandments. And Jesus listed the commandments to this man. And this man said, I've done all of that. What more? You see, it is not about the doing, but it is about our relationship with God. How is your relationship with God this morning? See, Jesus then looking at him with love, not with condemnation, but with love. He told him, say, there's one thing lacking. Go and sell all your possessions. Since you want to fulfill, or you want to find fulfillment and salvation by doing, do the work of God. Do the work of God. And Jesus said to do the work is to sell all that you have and come follow me. Come, take up your cross and follow me. And the Bible says to us, he went away sorrowful because he missed the point. The point is our relationship with God. See, out of our relationship with God flows the work of God. And the work of God is to believe in God. It is to believe in God. And that's why Jesus said to his disciples how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Because his mind is so much focused on his wealth that he missed out on the relationship. His mind is so focused on doing that he missed out on his relationship with God. I tell you, brothers and sisters, if your relationship with God is not right, your relationship with mankind will never be right. With this in mind, Jesus told him how hard it is for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle. A camel is a big, large animal. That's what it is. But he said, how can it go through? You see, it is not about how much work, physical work we do. It is about our relationship with God. This morning, I'm asking you that question as well. How is your relationship with God? How strong it is? How good it is? How is your relationship with God this morning? You do not earn or deserve salvation by doing. It is all about our relationship with God. Many times you ask people, they'll tell you, oh, I'm a born-again believer. I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. But when you check, they have never read the Bible. They never prayed. How can you have a relationship with someone that you never talked to? How can you have a relationship with someone that you never spent time with? Just think about it for a moment. So this morning I'm asking you to truly ask yourself, how is my relationship with my Father? How strong it is? How tight it is? Is it really that tight? Is it really that strong? If not, I'd encourage you to get back to having that relationship with Him, building that relationship with Him. And it comes through reading His Word, meditating on His Word, spending time with Him in prayer. Prayer is not always just you talking. Sometimes it's you just sitting and listening. Allow Him to deposit into your spirit. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.